Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Today we're going to discuss seven things that can block or limit your favor from God. Let me begin by saying, if you're a child of God, life has been fixed in your favor. Because God showers you with blessing and favor when you accept His Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior and Lord. The Bible says in John 1 and 12, to all who believe in Jesus and accept Him, He gives them the right to become the children of God. Now, once you accept Christ, God immediately begins to pour out blessing on your life. Psalm chapter 5 and 12, it says, For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You surround them with favor as with a shield. Now, I want you to understand God's favor today and that your life is fixed with favor. Because regardless of what problems you encounter in life, you must remember that God is going to work it out for you. God is going to cause everything to work for your benefit. Whether it be your family, your health, your career, your school, your finances, your marriage. Listen, don't give up. Don't give in. Trust God and pray because everything is going to be well. You say, how do you know that? Because the Bible says it. God will never put on you more than you can bear. Listen to what it says in Romans chapter 8 and 28. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to His purpose for them. Now, the last time I mentioned one of the things that can block or limit your favor is not recognizing God's appointed seasons for promotions in your life. You see, God established your life with a plan and a timetable of things that have to be done. In Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11, it says, For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans to prosper you, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. God always reveals important information relating to His plan for you or for your future in advance. And it's your responsibility to recognize and respond to your prophetic season favorably and not fearfully. People hate change. But I just began by telling you everything's going to work for your favor. But there are seasons of promotion that you have got to pay attention to when God starts doing all kinds of things in your career and in your life. You have got to be sensitive to what God is doing and the timing that you're living in. Now, God tells us to develop a relation with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because He's God's means of walking and talking to us. Listen to what it says in John 16 and 13. When the Holy Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own, but He will tell you what He has heard from me and the Father. And He will tell you about the future. So the Holy Spirit will reveal your future to you. I want to say something to you that you may not be thinking about. Right now, you are sowing for your harvest by your behavior. Whether it be at home, at school, at work. Because the Bible says, for everything, there is a season, a time to sow and a time to reap. In Ecclesiastes 3:1, it says, to everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest. Now, God's promotions are released during his scheduled harvest for our lives. And if you don't recognize your season of favor, time may disqualify you from God's promotions for you. And let me ask you another question. What are you sowing? Are you sowing prayer? Are you sowing kindness? Are you sowing diligence and excellence in your life and in your relationships? Or are you judging people? Are you praying for them or praying on them with your negative words? See, all of these things will bring a harvest in your life, and this is what people don't understand. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says someday we will stand before God and give an account for everything that we've ever done. And I'm not talking about unbelievers here who don't know God or Christ. I'm talking about Christians. Listen to what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7:1. Stop judging so that you will not be judged. Otherwise, you will be judged by the same standard you use to judge others. The standard you use for others will be applied to you. Folks, you will limit your favor by the favor you refuse to show others. You know, life consists of sowing and reaping our behavior. In Galatians 6:7, it says, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. See, that is one of the reasons why the Lord says the second commandment is love others as you love yourself. We are to treat everyone the way we want to be treated. That's what we're sowing when we deal with people. We should not criticize, but we should speak kind words and be kind. Listen to what it says in Proverbs chapter 3:3. Do not let mercy and truth leave you. Listen, regardless of how a person acts against you, there is truth behind that. There's some reason. But even if you don't understand the reason, God says react in mercy. Be willing to forgive. In fact, the verse goes on to say, fasten mercy and truth around your neck. Write them on the table of your heart. Then you will find favor and much success in the sight of God and man. Now, another thing that can limit God's favor is your inability to break up with your past. Look at the person next to you and say, you must break up the relationship you have with your past. Now, a relationship breakup is the termination of an emotional and physical tie between individuals. So I need to tell you today, to receive God's continuous favor, you must break up with your past, because it's standing in your way if you do not. Listen, B.C., or before Christ, most of us made crazy choices. Let the church say amen. Or oh me, you know it's true. You develop bad habits, unhealthy relationships, develop a lot of emotional baggage. And this is the reason why God tells you you've got to break up with your past before he can give you a future filled with favor. Come on, repeat after me. To receive God's favor, I've got to break up with my past. Now listen to what it says in Isaiah chapter 43:18. It says, forget what happened in the past. Do not dwell on the events from long ago. I'm going to do something new. It's already happening. Don't you recognize it? Many of us don't recognize it because we are still tied to the past. We're still influenced by the things that happen in our past. In fact, many people try to maintain relationships that should have died in their past. The soul ties of a negative influence can alter your favor and your future when you carry them in beyond the point where they should have died. For example, God told Abraham that if he would break up with his past, he would bless him with unlimited favor. Listen to what it says in Genesis chapter 12 and 1. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families of the earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham departed as the Lord had instructed him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he left Haran. He took his wife Sarah and his nephew Lot. Now, as we just read that portion of scripture, that is, I read and you listen, something interesting was going on there. It mentioned Abraham's wife, Sarah, once, but Lot, his nephew, twice. And that's because Lot was going to bring twice the problems Abraham would encounter for not obeying God's instructions to his life. Now, let me just say something. God knows the future. Sometimes you want your relationships to continue with you in life, even though you have moved on, you have gone to another place or another city or whatever. You know, we hold on to things that often God has severed from our lives because it just makes sense. Who wants to abandon a friend? But most relationships from your past are where they belong, in the past. They're not meant to have influence in your future. Now, although in time Abraham finally obeyed God and asked Lot to leave, he had caused a lot of trouble. But that relationship continued to bring trouble to Abraham throughout his generations, because Lot's descendants made continual war against the children of Israel. Now, some people have found out too late that the people that you allow to stay in your life sometimes may be the very ones who abuse your children and your grandchildren. This is true. This is something, unfortunately, that happens a lot. Now, I'm not just talking about people, but we need to break up with the past negative behaviors that we've had. Listen. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, God changes you into a new creation. In other words, that behavior has been taken away.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Now, Pastor Steve would like to invite you to a very special event.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our week of consecration and prophetic ministry, January 22nd, through the 24th at 7:30 p.m. The theme of our consecration is operating in supernatural faith, favor, and success. God wants to equip you with victory regardless of the opposition you face. I will be teaching from the Word of God to show you how. I will be sharing every night scriptural insights for breakthrough success. These services will be absolutely life-changing. God desires to prepare you this year to reach your divine potential. Invite family and friends. This is a spiritual opportunity you don't want to miss. I look forward to praying for you. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now listen to what it says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17. Whoever is a believer in Christ is a new creation. The old way of living has disappeared, a new way of living has come into existence. God has done all this. Therefore, we are Christ's representatives.
Folks, listen, you need to understand that when you came to Jesus Christ as Savior, you became a new creature, a new creation. And because of that, you became a representative of heaven, a representative of God. And people are watching your behavior, especially when you say, I'm a Christian. See, God wants you to show his love. God wants you to show what righteousness really looks like to others. I need to say this again because some people, they don't really realize that some of the things that they're dealing with today, God delivered you from already when you accepted Christ as Savior. God did not recycle you with old parts when you accepted Christ. No, the Bible says that you were made a new creation, free from your past attitudes, addictions, and negative behaviors. However, you must continue to make a choice daily to surrender your life to God, your spirit, your mind, and your body. See, you have a choice to live holy or return to your past. Look at the person next to you and say, we must break up our relationship with our past. Now listen to what it says in Romans chapter 12 and 1. It says, so dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God because of all that he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he can find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into the new person that he made you to be by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for yourself, which is good and pleasing and perfect. The reason many times we find ourselves in dilemmas is because we take on the value system of the world. We are squeezed into being PC or politically correct. When we know our values that come from the Word of God contradict so much that is happening today in our world. Listen, God wants you to stand up for the truth. God wants you to tell the truth. God wants you to share the truth of his word. The devil is doing everything that he can to make everybody politically correct so they don't express the truth of God's word. But if people never hear the truth, how are they going to know the truth? Now, we all have temptations even though we've changed. And you've got to ask the Holy Spirit to help you overcome those temptations. And when you do, he will. Listen to what it says in Romans chapter 8 and 12. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your past sinful nature urges you to do. Folks, listen, I want you to remember your past behavior no longer has power over you. Look at the person next to you and say, the things you did in your past no longer have power over your life. You can do what you please. So this is very, very important. It goes on to say in verse 13, for if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Holy Spirit, you put to death the deeds of your past, you will live. For all who are led by the Holy Spirit are the children of God. God wants you to break up with the destructive behavior of your past. And the devil wants you to make that your default. Everything goes, when anything goes wrong, he wants you to go right back to the way you used to live. He wants you to just go right back there and do the things you used to do. See, many people have a default button that takes them back to the pain of their past. And that's where they get stuck. Now, you've got to understand something about the devil. He wants to destroy you. The Bible says he only comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy us. And the devil will attack through your emotional baggage that you've been carrying around. Yes, and we all have some emotional baggage. Now, what is emotional baggage? It's the unresolved issues. Look at the person next to you and say, do you have any issues? I do. Now, you know you do. So you might as well tell the truth and fess up. But your emotional baggage, your unresolved issues can bring chaos in your life as a Christian. Emotional baggage describes, you know, the trauma that you've carried around from the past. Your baggage may be your rejections, your fears, the disappointments, the wrongs, the betrayals that happen in your life. This is the devil's doorway into your life. He uses the unresolved emotional issues to influence your thinking, to get you stuck in your past when God is trying to promote you to your future. Tell the person next to you, you must break up with your past to embrace your future. And folks, this is something we all have to go through in our lives. You've got to do it. You've got to do it. Let me tell you the result of a study. Well, there are hundreds of studies that explore the emotional roots of disease. The most insightful may be the breakthrough ACE study, or Adverse Childhood Experience Study. In the 1990s, over 17,000 patients of a large health plan were enrolled in a study to access the link between emotional experience and their adult health. Participants were asked whether they had experienced any of the 8 forms of personal abuse or dysfunctional family behavior. And they said, did this happen before you were age 18? More than half of the patients had at least one adverse childhood experience. Even more surprising was the correlation to health outcomes. Those who had experienced an adverse childhood were between 4 to 50 times more likely to have an adverse health condition or disease. The adverse health outcomes covered a surprisingly wide range, including heart disease, fractures, diabetes, obesity, alcoholism, and more. The study went on to show that some of this baggage is older than others. Some baggage is brand new and more obvious. Some baggage we didn't deserve and it's not our fault. And some of the baggage came from poor choices. But regardless of where your past wounds and scars come from, we are still responsible to do something about them. Because our future success depends upon our willingness to unpack and put away our own baggage.
This concludes part one of the message today. Join us tomorrow for part two.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. The title of today's message is Fixed in Your Favor, Breaking Up with Your Past. This is part one. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
If you do not know that your sins are forgiven and that you're on your way to heaven, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Save me and deliver me from the influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Your word says anyone who comes to Christ becomes a new creation. The old things pass away and everything becomes brand new. Thank you for making me new today. Thank you for becoming my Lord and Savior. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ is in your heart.
And know this, you're on your way to heaven. God has a purpose and plan for your life that is so wonderful. I want to encourage you to seek God daily in prayer and read your Bible. Trust Him for everything you need. God bless you, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.